Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. Raise your hand if you have a brother or a sister. Raise your hand if you got a brother or sister. All right. Everybody does. Okay, you all get this then. So, if your brother or sister gets something that you really, really, really want and you don't, does that make you mad?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what if your brother or sister gets in trouble or they do something wrong, but instead of getting in trouble, they get something like a new Xbox or a new cell phone? Would that make you mad? Yeah, I mean, that'd make you mad, right? Because they were supposed to get in trouble because they did something wrong. Well, Jesus told a story that's similar to that. Now, the people in the Bible weren't getting new Xboxes or new cell phones. But he tells a story that may sound familiar to you. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells about a family, and there are two brothers. There's an older brother and there's a younger brother, and they live on the family farm with their father. Well, the younger brother doesn't really like life on the farm, and he wants to go and have a different life. And so he asks his father for his share in the estate, the money that he would get when his father died. He wants it now. And so his father gives it to him, and he leaves, and he goes off to another country. Now, do you think that he saves all that money and only spends it on food and a place to stay? He does not save his money. He spends that money on everything that he can find, and pretty soon, he doesn't have any more money. He doesn't have money for food. He doesn't have money for a place to stay, and he has to get a job feeding pigs. And he can't even afford to eat the food that the pigs are eating. And he starts to think about how good his life was back home. And he starts to miss his family. And he thinks, well, maybe my dad will make me one of the servants. So at least I would have a place to stay and food to eat. Because he has done this, and he doesn't think that he belongs in his family anymore. So he decides to go back. So he goes back to his house, and he's ready to beg for forgiveness for his dad. But when he is a long way off, something amazing happens. His dad sees him and goes running out there and gives him a great big hug and tells him, "I'm so glad you're home." He was expecting to be in a lot of trouble for the things that he had done. But instead, his dad welcomed him back with open arms and threw a party for him. Well, his older brother wasn't very happy that he had already gotten all this money. He had spent all that money, and instead of getting in trouble when he came home, his dad threw a party. But here's the thing. We all need grace. God gives all of us grace. Just like that dad, no matter what we've done, God welcomes us with open arms. And God loves us no matter what. Because sometimes we're like the younger brother and we need forgiveness because we do the wrong thing. But sometimes we're like the older brother and we get mad that somebody else gets grace because we want them to get in trouble. But we all need grace because we all do the wrong thing sometimes. But no matter what you do, there's never anything that can make God stop loving you. There is always a place for you in God's kingdom. And just like that dad that welcomed that younger brother back with open arms, God always welcomes us with open arms. And that is great news. So let's pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for always being quick to forgive us. Thank you that you always have a place for us. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.